As part of its St John Votes 2026 initiative, St John-based social planning organisation the Human Development Council partnered with Civic Tech St John to run a number of candidates' forums to enable candidates to communicate their platforms directly to voters. The fourth forum took place at Uptown's Kent Theatre for candidates running to represent the city's Ward 3. Five of the six candidates were present at the forum, hosted by Executive Director of the Human Development Council, Randy Hatfield, with just candidate Brian Wilson absent. The candidates present at the forum were current councillor Mariah Darling, as well as Artie Watson, Eric Savoy, Ryan Moore and Andrew Miller. The topics of discussion included issues significant to St John's, including housing, poverty, transit and communication. Artie Watson was the first to introduce his platform.
Hi, I'm Artie Watson. I grew up in Ward 3 in one of our priority neighborhoods, and I know what it's like to go hungry. And I understand what trauma can do to a young, developing mind, because I've lived it. And I grew up on Churchill Boulevard, at that time part of Ward 3, and the government promised us that we're going to refurbish our neighborhood and bring everybody back. That never materialized. So that has driven me to speak out about the injustice of the marginalized and those who don't always have a voice at the table. That taught me that policy isn't about what's on paper, it's about people and the real impact decisions have on their lives. We're in a great position to build the Peninsula Uptown Core with development. Faster approvals. The more we build, the more we have, and the prices will come down. I believe that there should be a zero tolerance for encampments. People are dying. It's a safety issue, and I think we have the resources. We just need to come together and get it done in safety and dealing with the drug crisis we're having. The city can't solve that alone. We need resources from the provincial government and the federal government. We need more rehabilitation beds. We need more long-term facilities. Public safety, feeling safe. I think it's important that we introduce community police officers again. And to do that, we need to increase the tax base so that we can afford more police officers, more firefighters. It's possible to make decisions that's going to help grow the city and help each individual. Maybe supporting certain developments may draw some flack that the community it's impacting should have more input. It's about the people we serve. It's about making sure when we make decisions, people are seen, heard, and considered. And that's what I'll bring to the council table. I'll listen and I'll do the work.
My name's Eric Savoy. I grew up here. I've got education in business. I've got 2 degrees from the local campus of UNB here in St. John. I've worked with governments across Canada, in Australia and New Zealand, on some of the toughest challenges that are facing communities like ours. I'm proud of this community, and I know that we can do better to support each other so that the growth in this community doesn't just benefit the few. I believe a city is built by people for people, and that City Hall should work for everyone. I want to use the leadership skills and experience that I have and put that to work for you. I'd like to see more targeted ways that we can make the non-market housing even more affordable. How do we prioritize planning approvals? How do we bring people together to look at new partnerships with industry and design? So how do we bring the wider community into those conversations and create safe spaces so that we can have dialogue? We need to continue to invest in transit and make the improvements to services. People need to have reasonable ability to get to and from, like opportunities to engage with people in the community. There's some investments in infrastructure that we can make that might help folks get that sense of feeling safe when they're maybe walking home late at night, etc. I think we now need to kind of focus this next council on how do we build the capacities to execute and scale on those plans. I think the way we get different results is by listening to the community, trying new things, do more of the things that are working. The things that aren't working, stop doing those, redirect those resources. And so I guess I'm bringing sort of that international experience from other jurisdictions in Canada and abroad that could meaningfully help us get started on scaling up the things that we know are working and desperately need to scale because we don't have time to wait.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a dad. I'm a business owner. I'm a landlord. Very proud resident of Uptown St. John. I believe in the value of experience, and I very much believe in being connected to the community. Property tax reform, where everybody in the city, despite your name being on the side of a building or not, pays your fair share. actually working on getting some of that heavy industry tax money back into our city. It gives us the ability to increase growth, gives us the ability to put more of that money back to the community, help manage with some of those affordability costs. Second, keep building, keep building, keep building. Cut red tape, make it more efficient for buildings to go up. Keep encouraging mixed units. And as inventory goes up, prices go down. Because we want people to love our transit system, we want developers to want to build on our transit system as a selling feature. If we can grow that tax base, get the reforms we've been promised for 20 years, we can do more. But we need to be realistic with what we want to do with it. If we want true public safety and be able to feel like they're at home, public safety cannot be dictated. We need to listen. We need to engage. We need to connect to those communities. The thing I hear so much is I don't hear from my counselor. My emails are not answered. My phone calls are not returned. People are feeling ignored. We need to commit that we're going to be there and we're going to be available. That's why personally, I've promised at least one afternoon every week, I'll be sitting at a table down by the fountain in Market Square. If you're listening, and you truly believe in something, you should be able to explain it to constituents. We need to be counselors and represent our people and pull people together, not push them apart.
My name's Andrew Miller. I was born here in Ward 3 and lived throughout the different priority neighborhoods as I grew up in a working class family. And as a single parent who's raised my own four kids, I appreciate the challenges, especially with the economy the way it is. I spent my career building businesses as well as working for large corporations. I'm used to managing large budgets, complex projects, and learning how to appreciate what everyone brings to the table, listening, and more importantly, knowing how to make the hard decisions. I've spent the last 20 years on different boards for the city's committees. I understand the policies. I understand what's changing, and I've been part of that change. We've not done a great job as a city communicating. There's a whole bunch of simple stuff that we can address there that haven't come from a communications company. I have a lot of experience in that. I think an important tool that the city has is the ability to utilize land banking. So when we have dilapidated buildings, the city taking ownership of those, because then we can control zoning. We can then also influence developers so that we're building the right mix of housing where we need it. Getting ahead of it would be a good positive start. Public safety is about more than just our initial perception of police or fire. It's about walking down the street and feeling safe through lighting, but it's also to know that the streets and the sidewalks are clear, and our police, you know, we want to prioritize them to things that they can most effectively do. So I think introducing red light cameras in areas where we know that we have constant traffic issues, that is a way to take some of that resources off of police services, but it also raises safety. What I'm hearing from folks is that they want accountability and they want to see real progress, measurable results. That's been my life, addressing problems, solving them quickly, and to be able to collaborate.
My name is Mariah Darling. I use all pronouns. I am a proudly queer and trans young professional born and raised here in the city. I am incredibly passionate about St. John and about community. I am running in this election because I believe that we need real system change. We need to make sure we're building policy for more people. That also means we need a bunch of different individuals sitting around with different opinions who are ready to actually work together. The biggest thing to build many different systems and to help people out is making sure, as an organization, the city has clear, transparent, easy ways to access information. Collaboration and urgency is the one biggest piece. We need folks to really come together and make true system and policy change that are going to make a difference at all levels. Public safety is, you know, police and fire, but it's also repaired and safe sidewalks. It's lighting. And I think if we don't think of it holistically, that's when we find ourselves in spots where folks don't feel safe. If your light's out, you should know where to call and go so someone will come turn it on. If the sidewalk's not repaired, you should be able to report it and find when it's going to be fixed. We need some urgent, actionable change, change that people can hear and feel. And I think, you know, when it comes to counselors, the biggest way we're going to be able to do that is coming in ready to be a part of a team. And the way we're going to impact the most people in St. John is by, you know, doing it together and listening to each other. You know, I want to be part of that systemic change for St. John. We need folks, we need a council table that reflects St. John in order to make the change St. John deserves.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the Human Development Council YouTube channel, where all candidates' forums are available in full. The municipal elections take place on Monday, May 11th. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove, Local 107.3 FM, and the Local Journalism Initiative.